Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The tuition hikes for out-of-province students at Concordia and McGill may be coming to an end after a recent court ruling, but higher fees for international students remain unchanged. In a recent decision by Quebec Superior Court Judge Eric Dufour, the court ruled in Concordia and McGill's favors, in what is being called a partial victory for the schools. The English language schools were challenging Quebec's Ministry of Higher Education for forcing them to raise tuition by 33% for out-of-province students, and to prove that 80% of students were fluent in French by the time of graduation. Dufour struck down the forced tuition hikes and language quota, saying the ministry lacked data to support its claims that students weren't integrating into Quebec society. However, this decision left fees unchanged for international students. International fees were set by the province at a minimum of $20,000. In a statement to media, Concordia's president Graham Carr wrote that he hoped the court's decision could, quote, serve as a catalyst for the government and our entire university sector to hit reset, unquote. Since 2023, tuition hikes have led to a 30% drop in enrollment at Concordia. Knock-on effects from this drop have been reduced tuition services like the Loyola shuttle bus, less funding for student clubs and social spaces, and even fewer classes. The campaign coordinator for Concordia's student union, Juliana Smith, says it has been a difficult time for students.
So if we're seeing a reduction in what classes are offered, students are actually having to extend their degrees because they can't graduate on time because the class they need to take is full and it's only being offered once a year rather than once a semester. So we've seen situations like that. And then overall, what I was trying to explain to students last year when we were going on strike around the tuition hikes is even if you aren't paying the new increased tuition rates, what you're paying is essentially like you're paying more for receiving less because the budget is stretched that much thinner. So all of the student services, they all rely on a fee levy. And so if enrollment drops overall, all of those different services, including things that are like super fundamental, like health services and counseling and psychological services, that relies on a fee levy. And so if there's less students attending Concordia, those services have less funding to be able to offer the students that are paying into them in the end.
Smith agrees that the university has had a partial victory, but does not want students getting their hopes up about services returning to full quality at Concordia.
It is hard being an Anglophone institution in this province. Like, there's been consistent changes made since the 90s to the funding structure that has disproportionately affected Anglophone institutions. And so it's been really hard for Concordia to get its footing.
The court gave the Ministry of Higher Education a 9-month timeline to revise their fee structure, and the ministry still has time to make an appeal. Smith and the CSU are concerned fees could still remain in place or return, and with them, what they feel are austerity measures from the school.
It's good that this is happening. I don't want to say that it's a bad thing that the court has ruled this. I'm very glad to hear that because any chance that we have to make education more accessible for students and to help less students graduate with intense debt, I'm all for that. And I'm very happy to hear that. I just want students to be aware that like this court decision is not the end all be all. The fight is far from over. We're going to have to continue to fight really hard to achieve the kind of world and university that we want to be able to see.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.